This Jesse James Dupre?
Yes, it is.
This is Big Daddy calling from Sioux City, Iowa. How are you?
Hey, my brother. What's going on?
I'm doing good. Welcome back to Sioux City. You're coming back to jam again.
You are? Yeah. And damn excited about it. You know, I'm coming back. Jackal's still kicking, and we'll do about 100 shows this year. But in between, I'm going out. I've got this band called Dixie Inc., and it's a slice of dirty. It's some fun stuff. Good drinking music. I think everybody's gonna like it.
And you would know something about that. We're talking with Jesse James Dupre, and of course, I was gonna talk to you about Jackal, but I had seen that you were coming through with this Dixie act of yours, and I thought, well, you guys, you're from Georgia anyway, aren't you? So this is right up your alley.
Dixie Inc. That's right. And it's I've got some incredible players. I got the legendary Don Wayne Reno that's playing banjo. I've got Joey Huffman, who played with Hank Jr. for 10 years. And before that, he was with Matchbox 20 and Soul Asylum. I mean, he's been around forever. He's just a phenomenal player. I've got Roman from Jackal is playing a stand-up bass, electric stand-up bass. It's kick ass. And then I got these two session players on drums and guitar out of Nashville. And we're playing some Jackal songs, and because I'm not one of those guys that that got so much artistic integrity that if you're out doing something separate, you still can't play the songs people want to hear. So I want to have fun. I want everybody to come out and have a great time. We're gonna play a lot of stuff that everybody's familiar with, and we'll play some new fun stuff that's a tribute to music that I grew up on. My parents, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, that kind of thing. And so I wrote some songs that are influenced by each one of these greats. And I'm having a blast with it. And I think that's the one thing that comes off above all is that we're just having a lot of fun, and it's some damn good drinking music. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but it's some damn good drinking music.
Well, you'd know something about drinking, too, because the first, when I said I'm going to be talking with Jesse James, they said, well, he's got his own whiskey. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've been about 7 years now, the Jesse James Bourbon, and doing about 150,000+ cases shipped now, and it's just it's something that I'm very passionate about because the art of making a great bourbon. I mean, it's not easy. We have a distillery in Western Tennessee, and the barrel house sits 15 foot from the railroad tracks. So five times a day, the trains come through and shake the barrels. So it's locomotive agitated. And if you want to know what that tastes like in a whiskey, it tastes just like a Johnny Cash song. you'll taste the flavor, the sugars from the wood and the charcoal and that local Western Tennessee corn that we use. That's just really, really great. And so just out, kicking on that, we got the honey bourbon, the spice bourbon, and I'm going to be doing a bottle signing that afternoon at 4:30, I think it is, at Callahan's.
Yeah, that's a great place. That's a great liquor store just over the bridge in Nebraska, Callahan's Liquor.
And I'll be over there signing bottles of Jesse James Bourbon, and people got a chance to win some tickets to the show at the Hard Rock that night.
Well, I'm very anxious to see Jesse James Dupre and Dixie Inc. because what you're describing is right up Big Daddy's alley. Man, I love that old country thump thump stuff.
It's good for me because it's something that's challenging and it's different. And, Jackal's Jackal, and this is Dixie Inc., but it all goes together. Jackal's just a country band turned up to 12.
Yeah.
so we're getting honest. I mean, we come from blue collar roots, this is the kind of thing that the people that bust their knuckles 40, 50 hours a week or more, when it comes Saturday night in Sioux City, they want to throw down loud, proud, hard, and honest, and they know that we're going to get it. And the Hard Rock's got your tickets ready right now, so let's get together and have us a family reunion.
Talking to Jesse James Dupre, coming to town at the Hard Rock with Jesse James Dupre and Dixie Inc., and of course, Jackal. So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, where'd the idea for the chainsaw come up for Lumberjack? Is that just you guys sitting around having some whiskey or what?
Well, what a more definitive instrument for rock and roll. It's loud, it's aggressive, it's abrasive, it's destructive, it's everything that rock and roll should be and is. And, people ask me all the time, they say, hey, do you ever think about, not playing the chainsaw anymore? Or, and I'm like, does Angus not wear his schoolboy outfit? Does
right.
Kiss not wear their makeup? Does Iron Maiden not carry Eddie around? I mean, the chainsaw is part of who we are and what it is. And, they talk about if I ever think about, stopping playing, I said, do you ever look down at your penis and think, I've used that thing enough, I'm going to get rid of it?
Right.
I do not need this appendage anymore. The answer is no, hell no, you don't think that. And I'm having too much fun with both. the chainsaw and my penis. So I'm going to keep rocking.
I heard you have a customized chainsaw that's powered by a Dodge Hemi. Is that true?
You know, the Dodge Corporation has that, and we got it. They brought it out for me in Sturgis a few years back, and had Stormy Daniels propped up on the top of it, and I mean, it was again just a debaucherous night. But you know, what do you do? What do you do?
Matt, I am so looking forward to seeing you guys, and I hope I can run across you down at Callahan's when you're doing that bottle signing for your special whiskey. And you sound like a good guy, man. I've heard a lot of good things about you, and let's kick it up a notch, okay?
And thanks to Roosters, Harley Davidson. Roosters has got a chance to win some tickets as well. Swing by Roosters today. Drop your name in the box. And Roosters is giving away a Jesse James Bourbon prize pack as well. It's got some bourbon and some Jesse James Bourbon swag. So swing by Roosters, Harley Davidson today. And they're good folks. And we're going to try to get them up Sturgis this year with us for the 80th anniversary of the rally.
We're talking with Jesse James Dupree, frontman from Jackal. But, of course, you're coming to town with your new project. How long have you been doing this Dixie thing?
Well, I've started recording this music about a year ago, if you don't know the truth. And when you hear it, I mean, again, it's something really different from what I've done in the past as far as, you know, it's a tribute to the Johnny Cashes and Waylons and stuff. So it's a real passion play for me. And we mixed it up and it sounded great. I was really happy with it, but it just wasn't quite what I wanted it to be, and I just didn't really know how to get it there. And then a buddy of mine, Colt Ford. I don't know if you know Colt Ford, but Colt Ford, he said, you know, the guy that records my records is, you know, he loves your stuff, and he'd love to, you know, have a conversation with you sometime. I ended up talking, his name's Billy Decker. He just celebrated mixing his 16th number one country record. So I sent him the music, and he mixed it for me, and it finally hit exactly what I wanted it to do, and it really sounds great.
Maybe you're going to find your way to the Grand Ole Opry with the Lumberjack song, you know?
Well, there's a song called The Party. And you can check it out on YouTube. It's Jesse James Dupree and Dixie Inc., The Party. And you'll see Shooter Jennings and the Kentucky Headhunters and Stormy Daniels and everybody up on the stage with us. It's just coincidentally, the Stormy thing was coincidental. But she is a friend, and she does come around sometimes. But there's a song called The Party by Jesse James Dupree and Dixie Inc. You can look at it on YouTube. And it says in there, you can bet I'll never play the Grand Ole Opry. Forgive me, Mother Nashville, for I have sinned. I played too loud for way too long. Yeah, I've done my share wrong. But knock, 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 there's a party going on. You have to check it out.
Looking forward to seeing you next week. Jesse James Dupree, thanks for spending some time on the Big Daddy program this morning.
I look forward to having a drink with you, my brother. You have a good day, and I'll see you a week from this Saturday.